This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Day three of The Baby is Here.
Baby Edie.
Day baby three of Edie. Baby watch.
Yeah. The baby watch, what, it ended 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like Baby Storm has arrived.
Baby yeah. Central.
Yeah. Johnny Mosley's been sitting in all week. Johnny is taking this job very seriously. I'm impressed.
How's he working out?
It's a lot of paperwork. I'm still not here early enough. I need to get here even earlier.
No, I think you're okay. You know, once you get through the first break, get enough for the first break, and then you can worry about the subsequent breaks later.
Okay.
You're fine. He stayed up and watched, he watched Extra last night, and he's, you know, keeping track of the news.
Mm-hmm. Homework.
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole rest of your life is homework for this job, you know? Every story that happens in your life, you have to keep your eyes, oh, what my kid just did, hilarious. I'm going to tell that story on the air.
Mm-hmm.
All the little stuff that's happening in your life, you got to save it.
Well, I remember last time, a long time ago when I came in for a while, and once you run out of your own stories, then, you know,
yeah,
you're like, wait a minute.
Yep.
And you start making up stories like Sarah.
Yeah, I just make stuff up. I'll just be like, oh, yeah. You know what happened to me one time?
And we're like, that's not your story. That's my story.
She's like, oh, really? Are you sure? Because I feel like it's my story.
Because we've told it so many times.
I know. It's like I'm the Brian Williams of radio. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was my story. And then someone goes, no, that's, I told you that like 12 years ago. I'm like, oh, really? Oh. Or I'll start telling a story. I go, oh my God, I think this isn't my story. Like, whose story is this? I know, is this a memory or is this something I've just like implanted in my head that I think is my story?
Well, that's how tight we are with everything. It's like, your stories become everyone else's stories.
How Swiss cheese my brain is after all these years. And the other thing that happens, Johnny, is you can't remember what you said on the air and what you said off the air. Because we talk, you know, we're talking on the air. And then later, you know, when we're playing commercials or playing a song or sitting in the office, we continue to converse with each other. Like, it goes on and on. And then, and you know, obviously we talk during the day and stuff. So, it, you know, time goes by and you're like, have I ever told you guys this one story about, you know, blah, blah, blah. And someone will go, I think you did tell it, but I don't think you did it on the air. And then you're trying to, like, figure out. Like, your whole life is, were we on the air or off the air?
Absolutely something that is just for us, you have to say, this is not for air.
Right. But then the problem is people can't remember what's not for air and what is for air.
That wasn't for air.
Right.
Or that's Secret Show material.
Right. That's another thing. If you come on the Secret Show,
I was wondering about the Secret Shows.
Do you want to do a Secret Show today?
No, not today.
Sure. Yeah. Is it something you just do when you feel like it?
We'll do it tomorrow.
I remember doing it one time.
Yeah, we do it. Well, I don't know that we plan to do any without Vinny here, but if you'd like to do one, we can certainly do one. It's just a podcast we do.
If we one, we should do one tomorrow because we'll have Johnny and Tommy here.
Oh, Tommy Igoe's going to be
here? Yeah, he's reviewing a movie with Hooman.
Oh, great.
That
you
Muppet
know Tommy,
movie.
Don't you? Tall drummer guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that Muppet movie reviews tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
The Happy Time Murders. Have you seen any ads for this?
No.
Oh my God, during the break, you've got to play in the trailer. It's Melissa McCarthy.
Don't know about
it looks great.
Does it?
Yes.
I don't know about it either.
Did you see it yet?
But I know the whole Bay Area is waiting for this movie.
It sounds
review.
Like it sucks.
No, it looks great.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
I don't
tonight
get to
you're
see
seeing
it?
Till,
yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a Secret Show tomorrow.
Tommy's going to be so bummed. Tommy always says that Hooman takes him to crappy movies.
No, this is supposed
if it's
to be
crappy,
good.
Tommy's probably never going to do
McCarthy
a review
then.
Again.
She's genius.
Not always.
So tomorrow, if we do a Secret Show and you reveal anything secret about your life, we get in trouble if we bring up things from the Secret Show on the main show. So you have to also keep straight what was on the Secret Show, what you know about someone from the Secret Show, and what you know about someone from on the air. Because then we'll put the dog collar cone of
There's
shame on you.
There's a penalty for it.
If you bring up something, although he'll be gone on Friday. And if he's not here to put the cone on us, couldn't we tell Johnny stories?
We can, right?
I mean, he's not going to be here on Friday.
That's true. No one's going to bust him.
Johnny did do a secret show with us.
he's done maybe even more than one.
Yeah, you guys go downstairs in the weird back corner. And
yes, we
got kicked out of that corner,
We got kicked out of that corner, too.
We've been kicked out.
So we just go
three
right,
times.
Right down the hall here.
All right.
Yeah. We just go over here to Studio D. Me and Hooman continue to stay here. And then you guys move from A to D right down here on the other side of Vaughn's studio.
I just was thinking, too, one of the other things that's different from on-air to off-air is swearing. I don't know if I've ever heard you swear in real life. Do you swear?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Good.
Are
you, but is it like a bad habit that you...
Well, I would think I swear a lot and too much.
But then you hear us talking, and you're like, whoa.
Well, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just...
Is it because of your kids? Do you swear around them?
Well, I'm starting to more and more.
Because they're older.
I mean, I think I was pretty disciplined, but now I'm starting to... I mean, I remember just doing it yesterday.
Oh.
We were out.
Which one? Which one of the swears?
It was BS.
Oh.
And basically, I was... Well, you know, because I'm playing softball Thursday night with John.
Yeah.
And last
John,
time...
John, the Bacon Boys?
Yeah, that he goes and plays with fans of Bacon. When he can.
Oh, what did I miss?
That's shame. Ding, ding.
We're shaming the baseball team.
Because we named it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you
softball
did?
Team,
oh, you did?
Yeah, whatever it is.
So, but the first time I played with him, I was lights out. I hit well. Like, I played out of my head.
It went
really well. But I had been playing a lot because... I coached my kids' baseball team, and we were, like, ramping up for All-Star. So I'd been playing, like, every day, like, hitting balls and catching balls.
You're in the groove.
My son. I was in the groove, and I just happened to fall right there where I think. Second time, baseball was over. I hadn't played that much, and I kind of had a, you know,
average game. Did you, like, yank a hamstring or something, too?
That was the first time I ever played with them, which was, like, 3 years ago, which was my one and only time. And then it took 3 years to get invited back, basically.
They were desperate.
And he warned me. He was like, dude, everyone pulls a hamstring, you know? And I'm like, please, you guys are old, you know? And first thing I do, pull the hammy. It's just something about stopping, you know, going from a dead stop to chasing a ball in the outfield. So anyway, long story short, I took the boys out yesterday. And I was like, hey, you got to hit me some fly balls. Like, run me through a session,
right,
you know?
Right.
Hit me some. And so it's good for them, too. They're hitting me fly balls in the outfield and all that stuff. And then, of course, I'm like, okay, this is going to be about me. I'm not going to coach them. And then it turns into they start to get a little bored, and they're wrestling each other. And I was like, you can't even put me through a training session? This is BS! And they were like, oh, and now my younger son will be like, you swore. And then the other day, he's like, I can't hang out with that guy. He swears all the time. I'm like, you're not in trouble for hanging out with someone else that swears.
Right.
Like, relax.
Oh, my God.
But they're starting to, like,
they're sweet little boys. That's funny. Guilt by association, though. You know, when a kid gets a bad reputation at school or wherever, the kids that hang out with him get lumped right in.
Sure.
So young Tommy, he really does seem to get that.
Yeah. But
he can't hang out with that guy. He swears. They sound like such good kids. The look on, you posted something yesterday, a kid on a skateboard. Was that Tommy?
That was Jack.
That's the older one.
That's the older one, yeah.
Just the smile on his face was he's just so happy.
That's, I got a little skateboard. Uh-huh. Like.
That's why I posted it. They wanted to go to the skate park, so we went to McGinnis, and you know, Jack skates, he used to skate a little bit more, but he's starting to, you know, get a little bit better at it. He's really interested in it, so, if you've ever skated a vert ramp,
which is the sides.
It's a half pipe.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, and there's bowls and stuff. But there's a point where you achieve, like, you don't have to push anymore. You can go back and forth on your own power.
Right, you're getting up so far, that's enough power to get you over the other
side. And there's
side.
A certain timing to it, right? Like, your hands and your legs, everything has to be in perfect motion. And it's a pretty, like, powerful pump that has to happen for you to keep climbing the wall higher and higher from, like, a dead standstill. And he worked on it, worked on it, worked on it. And that smile is when he achieved it.
You called it perpetual motion.
Exactly. It's not perpetual motion. I mean, obviously, you're putting energy in, but it feels like it.
Right.
And it's just one of those feelings in life that I remember being like, whoa, this is cool. Like, I didn't even know that was possible. And so I tried to capture that moment.
Where were you? Did. I was thinking, like, where was he leaning? Were you on the ground? Were you turned around? Like,
well, he was.
When you took the photo.
I was standing above him outside, so facing down.
Uh-huh.
And then he was coming up to me.
Oh, so as picture. He's coming up, the yeah, it's a great picture,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's even,
well, it's a freeze frame of a video.
Oh, that's great.
That's the trick of
I've
action
heard that,
sports
that that's what you do. No, you take a video
it's the
and
easiest
then you,
way to get it.
You pull the frame that you want.
Yeah, I mean, if you had to blow it up, I think you'd lose.
Right,
but
it wouldn't be quite as
pixelated.
But yeah,
right.
Now with the iPhones, though, you can hold the it's like a burst shot.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold it forever and it goes.
Yeah, it's incredible too.
I want to see that.
That's
yeah, the smile's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is he 10?
Yeah. He's 10. Yeah. We had a full dad camp afternoon, so.
Oh,
that
sweet.
Is so awesome. You know, they're lucky because you do work all winter. You're gone. Like
yeah.
you said yesterday, Malia is a single mom for 4 or 5 months a year.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time, for the most part, you're home and you're really involved. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's guilt. You know, I'm making up for it. Yeah. You know, I'm like.
God bless guilt.
Well, it makes them miss you even more, I'm
people
sure.
People always say, like, you're gone so much. Like, how about your family? And in my mind, I'm like, dude, it's pretty awesome. Like, when I'm home all day long. But
I'm sure Malia's thrilled.
Yeah,
she's like, get these kids out of here.
And you.
But,
yeah,
exactly,
tired of you.
Exactly.
I would love to just lay on the couch for an hour.
Exactly.
You didn't feel
good. But she's buried in, sorry to interrupt you, Hooman. I mean,
I'm back in my lane.
And I thought you were taking the day off, dude.
Sorry, I was about to put my turn signal on, but I guess I won't
sell it. Just hold on. Hold position until he passes you. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to pull over.
I forgot what I was going to say.
No, you were going to say Malia.
I was going to say, but here's the thing. It could be easy. Like, I was gone a lot this winter.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And, but it could be easy when I come home. You know, you hang out with the kids. You kind of reconnect. But all of a sudden, I could start working more. And, like, it's easy for me to get sucked into, I have free time. I could work and still, I could still work.
Yes, absolutely.
If I wanted to,
you could do projects
exactly,
and all kinds of little
exactly.
things.
So then I'm like, okay, wait, I gotta do the math. Like, how much time did I miss during the winter? Because, and it's, you know, it's always, as you know, with kids, it's always those moments when you're not like, okay, I'm focused on hanging out with the kids, where you start to elicit a little bit of conversation with them and it takes a while to break through.
Right.
You have to, especially guys, I feel like, you gotta do a lot of other things to get like one nugget of of real quality time with your son.
I think it'll be cool too when you, as they get older, and you can take them with you on certain things. Like,
right.
They're, you know, okay, so you have a project that's happening in the summer.
Sure.
And, you know, your 17 or 18 year old kid comes along, and I think that's going to be, those will be great moments. And, you know, just the fact that you're around, I think I know what you're talking about with the nuggets, but I think it's more of like a broad paintbrush too. You're there.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that if they need you, there you are.
Mm,
like, I think it's being available and them knowing that emotionally you're there. See, I told you this job is like therapy.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm like, oh, that's like, I love that you care. And I mean, clearly it's like a guilt-based thing. I mean, you're gone all winter, so you're just like dad camp all summer, etc.
I feel horrible right now. I'm hijacking this whole morning, the whole morning segment.
Oh, don't worry. We're letting you.
Yeah.
Okay. If we didn't want you to,
what was Hooman doesn't want you to, but he was going to just crash his car into you. So, Hooman, it's time for you
it's
to pass.
You, Hooman,
go ahead.
Baby.
What were you going to say?
It's the time has passed. The timing of it was off because he said, about feeling guilty. And I said, you shouldn't feel guilty about missing yoga with me yesterday and doing the stair climb with me yesterday.
I knew that was going to come.
Hold on. I thought you guys left
no
together.
No wonder I had my volume turned down.
Can I
individually turn Hooman's volume down?
You can't. No. I can if you'd like me to.
I can do it too. Yeah.
Where the heck were you yesterday? We're all waiting for you.
I thought you said you were going to go to yoga.
I was. I had good intentions. And
then what happened?
So you got in your car and just drove somewhere else?
Exactly. Well, I didn't have any clothes, first of all, so I was going to have to go home.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to have to figure out, assess the situation with my kids, et cetera, and how Malia was doing, because she's working hard on IOTA right now. Mm. And
ding, ding.
And so.
Yeah, shame.
Shame.
IOTA. MightyIOTA.com.
Hey.
Shame.
But hey. Yes, that's true. And she, anyway, I got home and I was like, it was already, I basically looked at my watch and I was like, I'm already too late.
Right.
And
I'm trying to get my, no.
Kidding me.
I'm sorry I didn't call you, Hooman.
Yeah,
and,
right. Too late.
We'll try again.
All right, I'm going to go again today, I think, so if you're around. But I got to leave 10 minutes.
No, he's busy today.
All right. Okay. Well, that's
I have a schedule over here. So.
Hey, real quick, we have just a few minutes, Johnny, but this is a text that came through. 510 says, please ask Johnny to tell about being born in Puerto Rico. Must be an interesting story. I read that he didn't see snow until he was 4.
That's accurate.
I didn't know that. You were born in Puerto Rico?
I was born in Puerto Rico.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did that happen?
My dad was down there. He had a business that they had moved from the Bay Area down to Puerto Rico. They were manufacturing storm windows for, you know, hurricanes and stuff like that. And the hardware manufacturer was in Puerto Rico. And so they just decided to move the businesses close to each other. And he was down there. Single guy, like, you know, hanging out, living the life, sailing between the islands. And then he met my mom, who was from the East Coast. They got introduced through a mutual friend and ended up having, you know, getting married and having 3 kids down there.
So they lived there for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, because 10 years.
You're the youngest, right?
I'm the youngest by 5 years.
Oh.
So. And then we moved back when I was 2-ish. And then... we started skiing right away. My dad had missed it. Cause
you guys just went to Tahoe?
Yeah, they just started loading up the car and going then. And I think must have seen snow around three and a half, I think.
Avid skier?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
as
really.
As a kid? Or?
Yeah, he, no, I mean, not as a kid. His folks weren't into it. But he had been to Tahoe a bunch and loved it when he got, you know, a little bit older. And so
did they start to notice that like, holy crap, Johnny's like a prodigy?
Were
you just always that fearless kid and you bombed down the hill and...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think my older brothers were really pretty good too. And so but there was never any intent. It was like they just loved it. My dad didn't want to teach us because he felt like his technique wasn't, you know, he's a pretty good skier, but kind of old school.
Right.
So they just put us in the programs up there right away, which were...
Oh, like the ski team?
Yeah, like little...
So you were up there every weekend.
They gave us a lesson, and then the lesson person said to these guys, I think this woman, Pat Northrup, who still teaches there, was like, this
shame.
Did you guys have a meeting beforehand and be like, dude, he drops a lot of...
No,
we do this all the time.
We started it from Hooman, right? No, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm on a ding-ding Hooman.
The only thing I know is that she had told my parents, this kid's good enough to go, like, put him in the Mighty Mites right away, which is the, like, little program there for kids. And then one thing led to another. When my brother saw freestyle, we switched to that when I was 9. I don't know if there was ever a moment when they were, like, new. But
like, holy cow.
I guess they had some inklings, like encouragement from different coaches.
And, right. Were your brothers jealous when you started to... You know, you get to the age that they had been at and be so much further ahead than them? Or?
I don't think so. I never got that impression.
You guys are pretty close.
We are really close. I mean, I'm sure just seeing my kids and knowing, I'm sure, you know, my brothers taught me everything, like my best coaches. I mean, and I find myself when I'm coaching my kids to sound just like my brothers, especially Rick. And... So
is he the older or the middle?
He was like, he's the middle.
Okay.
So he's older than me in the middle. And, you know, so I'm sure when he doesn't get credit, it bugs him just like it would me if you know. But most people that know give him the credit, and I try to as much as I can.
Right.
And he literally, like,
Rick,
unintentionally
ding, ding.
Was
Rick,
a
ding,
great
ding.
Coach.
Rick Mosley.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That's an awesome story.
But no jealousy or anything like that.
Well, that's a great story. I did not realize you were born in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and so and my dad loves Puerto Rico. And
do you guys go back there often? Or?
Not often, but would like to go more. So he wanted me to ski for Puerto Rico in 2002 when I was coming back.
Oh,
Yeah, he was like, you got to do it. So he had it all like laid out for me, but I wasn't going to, you know,
I didn't
need to, and I wasn't going to abandon the.
Yeah, I actually would think as a U.S. territory, they'd be part of the U.S.
They have a
team.
Separate team, yeah.
I can't believe that they would have a ski team. Though.
Well, I would,
seem
like a, I would be the one.
Oh, you would have been the one, dude.
I would have been the one.
Representing
Puerto Rico.
You hold every record in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. And it's funny because I don't know if you read the first line of my Wikipedia page, but.
Oh, no,
it's,
what?
The first line is only first Puerto Rican Olympic gold medalist, winter Olympian or something like that. Like it mentions my Puerto Rican heritage.
So because you were born there, you can say I'm Puerto Rican.
Well, that's
yeah,
that's
he's
what
the I, first Puerto Rican to become a member of the U.S. ski team.
Right. So.
So awesome. Do you speak Spanish fluently?
No, I don't. I mean, I've taken
you've
enough.
You've forsaken your homeland.
I have not. I plan to do more of that. I know. But
so
can
funny.
I say, I guess here's the question, is I'm always confused on it. I want to say I'm Puerto Rican,
yeah,
but I don't want to offend Puerto Ricans because obviously, like, I don't speak the language fluently. Right. I was only born there. My parents aren't Puerto Rican.
There are people who born in America of Puerto Rican descent who say they're Puerto Rican. Do they have to say they're like, well, I mean,
so
it's a territory, so I don't even know if you have to say Puerto Rican American. I think you can. That's just my guess.
Because you're born
if
there.
If you are, right. Although, if your family's visiting China.
Right.
And you were born there.
Right.
Like if you're stationed there or whatever, can you say you're Chinese?
Right.
Like,
you're
I don't
for
know.
For 3 years,
right.
though, right?
Right.
It wasn't a vacation for them.
I would like to say that our phone number is 800-400-3697.
Yeah,
and if we have a Puerto Rican listener out there,
yeah.
or someone who feels that they can speak with authority on this subject, Johnny Mosley would like to know.
Perhaps a historian.
Can he claim Puerto Rican descent?
By the way, on a side note, I'm turn signals
interrupting.
On.
Interrupting.
Turn signals on.
Okay.
It's Johnny's birthday on Monday.
Oh.
I totally forgot.
Well, happy early birthday, Johnny.
Thank you.
He's going to be the big 4-3.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, boy.
So we have 4-3
in
the window.
Right there
on
the window. Your number's right there
on
the window.
Look at 4-3.
Do you see it? It's halfway erased.
It's right there on the window.
It's on this window here.
Oh, look at that.
It's been up there since Vinny was 43.
Oh, right.
10 years ago.
Right. Or 7.
Or something.
That's right.
Hey, Johnny, do you watch Game of Thrones?
I don't.
Do you know the meaning behind the ding-ding shame bell that we do?
Oh, no, I don't.
So Queen Cersei, she had to walk from the basilica back to the castle naked because she had she banged her nephew or something, whatever they caught her for. And they're all hucking poo at her and just
tomatoes.
Like spitting on her.
And she's naked.
Just,
like,
she's naked,
walking.
Yeah, full naked, just walking down the
walk
thing.
Shame.
And this like
walk
nun lady or sister or whatever.
Whatever she is.
Of the
yeah.
sister bitches because they were awful.
Yeah.
She's ringing the bell.
I love it. I love it. Thank
and then
you.
Poor
for that.
Cersei.
So then
you know,
we picked
she's
it up.
Bleeding.
That's
so now we shame everybody. Hey, you know, you read Pillars of the Earth, right? Me and you have talked about that before.
Yeah.
And
That's kinda what it feels like.
Did you read any of the Game of Thrones?
No, maybe
you
I...
would love
okay,
Game
okay.
of Thrones, the books. And they're long, they're epic, they're so good.
Okay,
you'd
all
love
right,
them.
All right.
Yeah. Just watch the show.
No, read the books.
He's writing it down on
the
piece of paper.
And then watch the show.
For sure
going
to throw away.
I'll text you. I'll remind you.
Because I'm going on.
Oh, yeah. Are you not reading something right now?
I am. I'm reading a book called The Blessing of a B-, and Sibling Rivalry. Like,
oh, my
I'm doing
God.
Homework.
You're such a good father.
And it's
so
just painful.
Yeah.
So
You need some.
During dad camp yesterday, I actually went to the library. Made the kids go to the library and rechecked out stuff. But I was looking for a vacation book.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you read on your pad at all?
So maybe I'll just grab it on my
iPhone.
Yeah,
get it on your Kindle or whatever.
Yeah. But that's perfect. That's what I need.
It's so epic. You'll get sucked right in.
Okay.
It's so good.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. You're going to love Game of Thrones.
Okay, perfect. And then I can... Then I can chat with the rest of the world finally.
I know.
When
you are the one person who doesn't watch or read those.
I know. I'm the one person, and this whole this NBC broadcast crew I hang out with three and a half weeks a year of every 4 years. Those.
God, you're fast.
You're going to have to explain to me the NBC thing.
No,
dude.
It's just, you know, we're just saving
just
NBC.
Found it. Yeah, there you go. Okay, okay.
We just, we're playing with that and realize, hey, that sounds like NBC. And yeah. So now every time we mention NBC, I.
But these guys are all like avid Game of Thrones guys and big TV watchers.
Listen.
Like Todd Richards, he just, I don't know what he does except play Xbox and watch every TV.
That's
like,
what he does.
Like he, you should put him in the chair here. I mean, you guys would just go off. You know,
or maybe we'd be like, okay, we're done talking about TV. What else you got? And he'd be like, oh, nothing.
Exactly.
You're much more well-rounded. You can look at it that way.
Sure. But, and their producer. And so I could get in the loop.
Yeah. And the last season doesn't air until I think next summer. And
okay.
Although there's, you know,
oh, so
seven...
I can catch up and be on board with everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Although, and the books are pretty different from the TV. Like, you know, they follow basically the same thread.
Okay.
But, yeah, start with the first book.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Or just watch the series.
If you liked Pillars of the Earth, I mean, because that's such an epic story.
Yeah,
like, this
one,
this is good. A lot of characters, though, to keep straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone says, 415, you can totally be Puerto Rican. All you need to do is care about the island. 510, I'm Puerto Rican, and I love that Johnny's Puerto Rican born. Also, another kid born in Puerto Rico completed in Winter Downhill.
Really?
Okay.
Another Puerto Rican kid?
I guess so.
We need a name.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I bring it up because, you know, I wouldn't be like, if I wrote my Wikipedia page, that wouldn't be my first line.
Mm-hmm.
But I did one time try to change it to like, but I copy-pasted my bio into Wikipedia, and it recognized my bio as propaganda because I think my bio had been on, like, a company's website. And I am, like, blackballed from Wikipedia. I can't touch my own wiki
site. Oh, my God. That's weird. It's about you, but this
because they recognize
me
as
someone
exactly, as like
propaganda.
Propaganda is not the right term here.
It was like plagiarized maybe from somewhere else.
No, I don't even think they want it's not their. They just, Wikipedia doesn't want PR. Right? Like if you write a news release from a company or a person, it's different than like an editorial write-up.
Right.
Right,
which is just the facts, Jack.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. So,
anyway, because Wikipedia always asks for money.
Do they?
They ask for a
donation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They try to stay neutral, which is amazing.
Right.
But
I think that if Wikipedia has decided that you're Puerto Rican,
Wikipedia universe, whoever writes that, has more chits than I do. And
they
constantly update that first line.
I'm guessing it's
a proud Puerto Rican person. Which is
like,
great.
Oh my God.
Which
Johnny.
I just try not to offend anyone by being like, hey, I'm Puerto Rican.
Right.
I remember working with this woman co-host, and I remember everyone was talking about her, how she claims that she's Puerto Rican in order to get more jobs and all that stuff, like in the industry.
Oh, like because like, she would be like a minority hire, or something?
Yeah, or like you know, it gives her a different flavor for TV. And I was remember, I don't want to be like that.
And you were, did you tell her I'm also Puerto Rican?
I don't remember if I even brought it up. I was probably frozen.
You probably didn't realize until you saw it on Wikipedia that you were Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God,
hey,
I'm the first Puerto Rican to compete in the Winter Olympics.
Incredible. I should have used that and spit a bunch of game. Hey, you're Puerto Rican, so I'm Puerto Rican.
Hey.
And then start talking to you in Spanish. You'd be like, I don't speak the language.
I'm not that kind of Puerto Rican.
I'm the other kind, the kind that lived there as a child and left.
Yeah. We have a texter asking what Johnny's handle is on IG. It's Johnny Mosley.
It's just Johnny Mosley. But it's Johnny with no H, JonnyMosley.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. Somehow it's a tricky
Moselle.
Name. Mosley. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I'm sure we will not be able to shut up after this.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.